Okay, here we are. All glories to His divine grace. Shilapopad ki jai. So, first we'll chant Jai Radhamadhava with everybody's permission. Alrighty. Let me make sure I got the right microphone. Hold on a second. Yeah. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Gopi Janap Malabha Jaya Giri Badadhani Jaya Giri Badurahuri Gopi Chana Balabha Jaya Giri Badadhani Jaya Giri Badurahuri Sodanandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Yasodanandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Manacharidaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Kunja Bihari Yamuna Tira Manachari Daya Kunja Bihari Jaya Kunja Bihari. Whoops, happened with my camera. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Manava Jaya Giri Badura Jana Palamba Jaya Giri Badadhari Giri Badadhari Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Naya Kunja Bihari Naya Kunja Bihari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Naya Kunja Bihari Jai Om. Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvati Charya Asta Tatashi Shiva. His divine grace Abhaya Chananadavakavanana Goswami Shira Prabhupad Kijai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Anandakoti Vaishnavarindi Kijai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai Param Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Parabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Kijai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopana Ath Shyamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Okay. So now I am going to show you my deities. How about that? I have a wireless camera here. The latest in technology. No, it's just my phone. So, here are the deities. Close up, Krishna, Kunya Vihari, and my altar. And there, Krishna again. And Hanuman, and Lord Shiva. Lord Singhadev. To see my house. This is what the house looks like. It's a little messy. All right. Okay, back to class. Back to class. Okay. This is good for a second. Okay, Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Vudale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaman Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarani. So, Omagana Timirandasha Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, we're going to get back with the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're reading from the fifth chapter of the Adi Leela. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay. So let us share the screen and get back to our real life, which is Krishna Katha. So as we usually do, let me get rid of the interference here. As we usually do, we will read first, and if there is anybody who wants to read after me, you can raise your hand. Three people already raised their hands. Pretty good. Okay, so let's start. Sayam Shalanya Jeshta Kanishta Vimana Om Shamsi Rupe Shastri Karaye Vyakyana. Alrighty. Krishna and Balaram present themselves as younger brother and elder brother, but in the scriptures they are described as the original personality of Godhead and his expansion. The reason that's mentioned like that is because Krishna is in one sense superior to Balaram, although Balaram is his older brother. And I explained in the previous class why Balaram is the older brother of Krishna, because Lakshman got really fried out with Lord Ram, and he decided from then on he wanted to be the older brother instead of the younger brother. And still, Krishna still doesn't listen to his older brother. So we have to understand the culture. In the culture, the traditional culture you find in the Vedic times in India, the elder brother is described as someone who is maybe not worshipable, but someone who is should be followed. Someone who is actually your boss, basically. And this etiquette in the Western society, and today in Indian society, there's not much etiquette. Like if you find someone older than you, you don't offer special respects to them. It's just like everybody is just one. So, but in traditional society, there's an etiquette. Like if you have an older brother, you call him Bratashri, or Jesh Bratashri, respectable Bratashri. Anyway, and your older brother stands there while you touch his feet and beg for his blessings. I wouldn't mind if my younger brother did that with me. That would be pretty cool. So anyway, so there's a lot of respect for elders, there's etiquette, and it's hard to explain that to Americans. Anyway, so it's there in Vedic society, but Krishna, in his relationship with Balaram, sometimes followed the etiquette and sometimes did not follow the etiquette of listening to his brother. However, when Krishna greeted the Pandavas, he followed the etiquette. What do I mean by that? With the elder Pandavas, those who were by external judgment older, who had appeared in this world before him, such as Yudhisthira and Bhimsa, he touched their feet. And with Arjuna, he gave him a hug. Because they were equal age, you know, friends. And with Nakula and Sahadev, they touched Krishna's feet. Although everyone should touch Krishna's feet, but still Krishna set an example of etiquette. Respect your elders. I can say that now that I'm elder. And now we get a verse from the Brahma Sangita. Ramari Murtisha Kala Niyamena Tishtana Navatarama Karod Bhumaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paravan Pumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primal evil lord, who by his various plenary portions appears in this world in different forms and incarnations as Lord Rama, but who personally appears in his supreme original form as Lord Krishna. This is a quotation from the Brahma Sangita, 5th chapter, text 39. Sri Chaitanya Se Krishna Nityananda Rama Nityananda Purna Kare Chaitanyera Kama. Lord Chaitanya is the same Lord Krishna, and Lord Nityananda is Lord Balaram. Lord Nityananda fulfills all of Lord Chaitanya's desires. Nityananda Mahima Sindhu Ananda Apara Eka Kana Sparshi Matra Se Kripa Tanhara. The ocean of Lord Nityananda's glories is infinite and unfathomable. Only by his mercy can I touch even a drop of it. Araika Shunatanra Kripara Mahima Adama Jivera Jivere, sorry. Tadhaila Urdva Singha. Please listen to another glory of his mercy. He has made a fallen living entity climb to the highest limit. Vedaguya kata e ayogya kahite tatapi kahiye tanra kripa prakashite. To disclose it is not proper, for it should be kept as confidential as the Vedas, yet I shall speak of it to make his mercy known to all. Ulasu pari lakon tumara prasada Nityananda Prabhu Mora Kshama Aparada. O Lord Nityananda, I write of your mercy out of great exaltation. Please forgive me for my offenses. Avaduta Goshanira Ekavritcha Prema Dama Mina Ketana Ramadasa Hayatanra Nama. Lord Nityananda Prabhu had a servant named Sri Meenaketana Ramdas, who was a reservoir of love. Amara Layo Aracha Sankirtan Dahate Ailateno Pana Nimantrana. At my house there was Sankirtan day and night, and therefore he visited there, having been invited. Mahaprema Maitino Vashila Angane Sakala Vaishnavatandra Vandilacharane. Absorbed in emotional love, he sat down in my courtyard and all the Vaishnavas bowed down at his feet. Namaskara karite kara uparite chate premakare vamshimare kahake chapate. In a joyful mood of love of God, he sometimes climbed upon the shoulder of someone offering obeisances, and sometimes he struck others with his flute or mildly slapped them. Yenayana dekite ashuhaya manayara senetre avichinna vahi ashrudara. When someone saw the eyes of Meenaketana Ramdasa, tears would automatically flow from his own eyes. For a constant shower of tears flowed from the eyes of Meenaketana Ramdas. Kabukona ange deki pulaka kadamba, eka ange jadya tandara ara ange kampa. Sometimes there were eruptions of ecstasy like kadamba flowers on some parts of his body, and sometimes one limb would be stunned while another would be trembling. Nityananda Bhole Avale Yabe Karena Hunkara Ta Deki Lokera Haya Maha Chamatkara. Whenever he shouted aloud the name Nityananda, the people around him were filled with great wonder and astonishment. Gunarnava Mishra Name Eka Vipra Arya Shri Murti Nikate Teno Kare Seva Karya. One respectable Brahmin named Shri Gunarnava Mishra was serving the deity. Angane Asisya Teno Naha Kaila Sambhasha Taha Deki Kruda Hana Bale Ramadasa. When Meenaketana was seated in the yard, this Brahmana did not offer him respect. Seeing this, Sri Ram Das became angry and spoke. Eta dvitiya sutaro maharshana bhaladeva deki ye na koila pratyudgama. Here I find the second Ramaharshana Sutta who did not stand to show honor when he saw Lord Balaram. So the story is there in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. When the sages were at Naimisharanya, and they were headed up by Ramaharshana Sutta, Lord Balaram came in And guess what happened? Ramaharshana Sutta didn't stand up, and Ramaharshana Sutta got punished by Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram picked up a little grass and killed him because of his offense. And then they installed Ramaharshana's son, whose name was, obviously, Sutta Goswami, on the speaker's seat, and the Bhagavatam continued. So, Etabali nache gaya kareye santosha, Krishna karya kare vipra na karila rosha. After saying this, he danced and sang to his heart's content, but the Brahmana did not become angry, for he was then serving Lord Krishna. So Prabhupada explains that Minaketa Ramdas was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. When he entered the house of Krishna's Kaviraj, Gunanava Mishra, the priest who was worshipping the deity installed in the house, did not receive him very well. A similar event occurred when Ramaharshana Sutta was speaking to the great assembly of the sages at Naimisharanya. Lord Baladev entered that great assembly, but since Ramaharshana Sutta was on the Vyasa Sand, he did not get down to offer respect to Lord Baladev. The behavior of Gunanava Mishra indicated that he had no respect for Lord Nityananda, and this idea was not at all palatable to Minaketana Ramdas. For this reason, the mentality of Minaketana Ramdas is never deprecated by devotees. Interesting story. Of course, this is the story of when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami left home. Utsavante gela tino kriya prasada mora brata sane tandra kichu hoila vada. At the end of the festival, Minaketana Ramdas went away offering his blessings to everyone. At that time, he had some controversy with my brother. That's Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's brother. Chaitanya Prabhute Tanra Sudrida Vishvasa Nityananda Prati Tanra Vishvasa Abhasa. My brother had firm faith in Lord Chaitanya, but only a dim glimmer of faith in Lord Nityananda. Iha jani rama de sera duka hoila mane tabi ta vrata re ame karhinu avart sane. Knowing this, Sri Ramdas felt unhappy in his mind. I then rebuked my brother. Dvibai ekatanu samana prakasha nichinanda na mana tomara habi sarvanasha. These two brothers, I told them, are like one body. They are identical manifestations. If you do not believe in Lord Nityananda, you will fall down. That is the faith a devotee has in Krishna. Ekete vishvasa anye na kara samana. Arda kukuti nyaya tumara pramana. If you have faith in one but disrespect the other, your logic is like the logic of accepting half a hen. Because that's about the chicken that laid the golden egg. And I think you understand what that means. Kimba dona na mani na ha ta pasanda eka mani ari na mani e mata bono. It would be better to be an atheist by slighting both brothers than a hypocrite by believing in one and slighting the other. Rudahiya Vamshivangi Chale Ramadasa Tat Kaleyamara Vratara Hoila Sarvanasha. Thus Sri Ramdas broke his flute in anger and went away. And at that time my brother fell down. And look how renounced he is. Eta Kahila Tanra Sevaka Prabhava Ara Eka Kahi Tanra Dayara Swabhava. I have thus described the power of the servants of Lord Nityananda. Now I shall describe another characteristic of his mercy. Baike varsinu muni lanya eguna sevratre prabhu more dila darashana. That night Lord Nityananda appeared to me in a dream because of my good quality in chastising my brother. Naihati nikate Jamata Pura Nami Gram Tanha Swapne Deka Dila Nichananda Ram. In the village of Jamatapura, which is near Naihati, Lord Nichananda appeared to me in a dream. And Prabhupada said, there is now a railway line to Jamatapura. If one wants to go there, he can take a train on the Katwa railway line and go directly to the station known as Salara. From that station, one can go directly to Jamatapura. Dandavat Khoya Ami, Padinu Bhayite, Nijapada Padma, Prabhu Dila Mora Mate. I fell at his feet, offering my obeisances, and he then placed his own lotus feet upon my head. Uta, uta, bali, more, bale, parabara. Uti tanra rupa deke, hainu chamatkara. Arise, get up, he told me again and again. Upon rising, I was greatly astonished to see his beauty. Shama chikana kanti, prakanda sharira. Sakshat Kandarpa Yache Maha Malabira. He had a glossy blackish complexion, and his tall, strong, heroic stature made him seem like Cupid himself. Wow. Nectar. Suvalitahasta Pada Kamala Nayana. Pata Vastre Shire Pata Vastra Paridana. He had beautifully formed hands, arms, and legs, and his eyes like lotus flowers. He wore a silk cloth with a silk turban on his head. Suvarna kundale karne swa rangada hala payete nupurabaje kante pushpa mala. He wore golden earrings on his ears and a golden armlets and bangles. He wore tinkling anklets on his feet and a garland of flowers around his neck. Chandana lepitakanga tilaka sutana matagaja jinamada mantara payana. His body was anointed with sandalwood pulp and he was nicely decorated with tilak. His movements surpassed those of a mad elephant. Koti chandra jini muka ujola varana tadhimba bhija samadanta tambula charvana. His face was more beautiful than millions upon millions of moons, and his teeth were like pomegranate seeds because of his chewing betel. Wow. Prema matanga dhahine vame dole. Krishna, Krishna, balia gambira, bola bale. His body moved to and fro, right and left. For he was absorbed in ecstasy, he chanted, Krishna, Krishna, in a deep voice. Ranga yasti asti dole yena matak simha, charipashe vedi ache charanete bringa. His red stick moving in his hand, he seemed like a maddened lion. All around the four sides of his feet were bumblebees. Harishada Gane Deki Sabagopa Veshe. Krishna, Krishna, Kahi Sabe Saprema Aveshe. His devotees dressed like coward boys surrounded his feet like so many bees and also chanted, Krishna, Krishna, absorbed in ecstatic love. Wow. I wish I had a vision like this. Singha Vamsi Vashaya Kaya Kaya Nachi Gaya. Sevaka Yogaya Tamula Chamara Dulaya. Some of them played horns and flutes. Wow. And others danced and sang. Just want to check one thing. Make sure it's all right on Facebook right now. Just give me 1 second. So check the connection. Yeah. Okay. Some of them played horns and flutes, and others danced and sang. Some of them offered betel nuts, and others waved chamara fans about him. Nichananda sarupera dekia vaibhava kiva rupa guna lila olokika saba. Thus I saw such opulence in Lord Nityananda's Swarup, his wonderful form, qualities, and pastimes are all transcendental. Anandi bhuvalahami kichu nahi jani, tabe hasi prabhu more kahila mani. I was overwhelmed with transcendental ecstasy, not knowing anything else. Then Lord Nityananda smiled and spoke to me as follows. Are, are, Krishna dasa, na karaha boya, Vrindavane yaha tanha, sarva labhya hoya. Wow. Oh, my dear Krishna Das, do not be afraid. Go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things. Wow. The order of the spiritual master. Eta bholi parila more hatasani dia antaradana kaila prabhu nija gana lana. After saying this, he directed me toward Vrindavan by waving his hand. Then he disappeared with his associates. Okay? I guess we'll let someone else read. It's so ecstatic. I hate to let someone else read at this point, but, you know, we have our promises. Okay. So, Vijaya Radhika, you can read right now. And you are officially unmuted or allowed to unmute yourself if you want. Okay.
Dear, please accept my humble obeisances. Can you hear me?
Hold on, Prabhupada.
Can you hear me, Gurudev?
I can hear you clearly and loudly.
Okay, thank you. Murichita haya muni padinu bhumite swapna banga haila deki hanache prabate. I fainted and fell to the ground. My dream broke. And when I regained consciousness, I saw that the morning had come. Ki dekinu Kisuninu kariye vichara, Prabhu agnya ajna haila Vrindavana yaibara. I thought about what I had seen and heard and concluded that the Lord had ordered me to proceed to Vrindavana at once. Sekshane Vrindavane karinu gomana gamana Prabhura Kripate Suke Ainu Vrindavana. The very second I started for Vrindavana, and by his mercy, I reached there in great happiness. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Nityananda Rama Yanhara Kripate Painu Vrindavana Dama. All glory to Lord Nityananda Balarama, by whose mercy I have attained shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavana. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Kripa Maya Yanha Haite Painu Rupa Sanatana Shraya. All glory to the merciful Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatana. Yanha haite painu Raghunatha Mahasya, Yanha haite painu Sri Swarupa Ashraya. By his mercy, I have attained the shelter of the great personality, Sri Raghunatha Dasa Goswami, and by his mercy, I have found the refuge of Sri Swarupa Damodara. Purport. Anyone desiring to become expert in the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna should always aspire to be under the guidance of Swarupa Damodara Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunatha Dasa Goswami. To come under the protection of the Goswamis, one must get the mercy and grace of Nityananda Prabhu. The author has tried to explain this, in fact, in these two verses. Sanatana Kripaya Painu Bhaktira Siddhanta Sri Rupa Kripaya Painu Bhakti Rasa Pranta. By the mercy of Sanatana Goswami, I have learned the final conclusions of devotional service, and by the grace of Sri Rupa Goswami, I have tasted the highest nectar of devotional service. Purport. Sri Sanatana Goswami Prabhu, the teacher of the science of devotional service, wrote several books, of which the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is very famous. Anyone who wants to know about the subject matter of devotees, devotional service and Krishna must read this book. Sanatana Goswami also wrote a special commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam known as the Dasama Tipani, which is so excellent that by reading it one can understand very deeply the pastimes of Krishna in his exchanges of loving activities. Another famous book by Sanatana Goswami is Hari Bhakti Vilasa, which states the rules and regulations for all divisions of Vaishnavas, namely Vaishnava householders, Vaishnava brahmacharis, Vaishnava vanaprasthas, and Vaishnava sannyasis. This book was especially written, however, for Vaishnava householders. Srila Raghunath Dasa Goswami has described Sanatana Goswami in his prayer Vilapa Kusumanjali, verse 6, where he has expressed his obligation to Sanatana Goswami in the following words: Vairagya Yubhakti Rasam Prayatnair Apayanam Apayayam Mam Anabhi Sum Andam Kripam Buddhir Yapara Dukkha Dukki Sanatanastam Prabhum Ashrayami. I was unwilling to drink the nectar of devotional service, possessed of renunciation, but Sanatana Goswami, out of his causeless mercy, made me drink it, even though I was otherwise unable to do so. Therefore, he is an ocean of mercy. He is very compassionate to fallen souls like me, and thus it is my duty to offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. Krishnadasa Kaviraja Goswami, also in his last section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, specifically mentions the name of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Srila Jiva Goswami, and offers his respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of these three spiritual masters, as well as Raghunatha Dasa. Srila Raghunatha Dasa Goswami also accepted Sanatana Goswami as a teacher of the science of devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami is described as the Bhakti Rasacharya, or one who knows the essence of devotional service. His famous book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is a science of devotional service. And by reading this book, one can understand the meaning of devotional service. Another of his famous books is the Ujjvala Nilamani. In this book, he elaborately explains the loving affairs and transcendental activities of Lord Krishna and Radharani. Should I continue?
Yeah, just continue.
Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanaravinda Yanhe Haite Painu Sri Radha Govinda. Translation: all glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. Purport: Srila Narottama Dasa Thakura, who is famous for his poetic composition known as Prarthana, has lamented in one of his prayers, "When will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me so that I will forget all material desires?" Srila Narottama Dasa Thakura confirms that unless one is freed from material desires to satisfy the needs of the body and senses, one cannot understand the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna, Vrindavana. He also confirms that one cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without going through the direction of the six Goswamis. In another verse, Narottama Dasa Thakura has stated that without the causeless mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot enter into the affairs of Radha and Krishna. Jagai madai haite muni se papishta, puri se rakita haite muni se lagishta. I am more sinful than jagai and madai, and even lower than the worms in the stool. Mora nama sune ye tara punyakshaya, mora nama laya ye tara papahaya. Anyone who hears my name loses the results of his pious activities. Anyone who utters my name becomes sinful.
Okay, yeah, you can stop there. You can stop there.
Thank you. Guru.
Thank you very much. So this is such an amazing section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it really shows a devotee's determination to give up bad association. You know, bad association is of various types. Those who are averse to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, those who are materialistic, or those who are offensive. like the brother of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. I mean, he just left from one day to another. And he got the greatest blessing because he got a chance to associate with the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. As I was hearing this, I was thinking, wow. That's all I could think of. Wow, imagine being sent by Lord Nityananda, giving up all your material connections, and then meeting the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and having their association. Of course, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was extremely qualified to begin with. Although he makes all these statements about his position, you know, lower than the worm and stool, lower than Jagai and Madai, these are not actually accurate descriptions of his position. This is his humility. In spite of being so educated to write this wonderful literature, the most conclusive theological exposition about Krishna, basically. I mean, it's equal to the Bhagavatam in its philosophical understanding. In fact, it's the postgraduate study of the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the graduate study, and the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the postgraduate study. And the Bhagavad Gita is the undergraduate study. So, I mean, here is someone who is, wow, I mean, who can describe his great fortune or his position or his devotion? Just gave up his home at an old age. And, you know, here he's like 80 or something years old. And in India at that time, being over 80 years old was not like here in America. You're 80 years old, you can still play golf. You know, of course he didn't play golf. But it's really something. And then walking all the way across India to go to Vrindavan and living in Vrindavan in such austere conditions, like those of you who are with me on our Radhakund Parikrama, you got a chance to see Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, which is on the bank of the Shyamakund. You know, very austere conditions, very hot in the summer. There were tigers in Radhakund, there were wild animals, very freezing in the winter. And in spite of all that, being able to write this Chaitanya Charitamrita, I mean, he's not an ordinary personality. It's amazing. Okay, so on that note, I think we'll let someone else, let's see who else is there. Oh, let's see, is there anyone who hasn't done before? Maybe we'll let Hrishikesh. Hrishikesh hasn't had much opportunity. Okay, you can read, Hrishikesh. Now you're officially allowed to unmute if you want to read.
Yes, Guruji. There's a black screen on my
now. PC. It's off now. You see it now?
I can see. No, it's still there. Ah, yeah, it's off now. It's off now.
Yeah, there's a slight delay.
Emana nigrame more keba kripa kare eka nityananda vinu jagat bitare. Who in this world but Nityananda could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? Preme matta Nityananda kripa avatara uttama adhama kichu na kare vichara. Because he is intoxicated by ecstatic love and is an incarnation of mercy, he does not distinguish between good and bad and the bad. Ye age pade tare karaye nistara ateva nistarila mohena durachara. He delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore, he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. Mo papiste anilena shri vrindavana mohena adhame dila shri rupa charana. Although I am sinful and I am the most fallen, he has conferred upon me the lotus feet of Shri Rupa Goswami. Shri Madana Gopala, Shri Govinda Darshana, कहा कही बारे योग्य नाये ऐ सब कथा ना. आई एम नॉट फिट टू स्पीक ऑल दिस कॉन्फिडेंशियल वर्ड्स अबाउट माई विजिटिंग लॉर्ड मदन गोपाला एंड लॉर्ड गोविंदा. वृंदावन पुरंदर श्री मदन गोपाल रास विलास साक्षात व्रजेंदेरा कुमार. Lord Madan Gopal, the chief deity of Vrindavan, is the enjoyer of the Rasa dance and is directly the son of king of Braja. Shri Radha Lalita Sange Rasa Vilasa Manamatha Rupe Yanhara Prakasha. He enjoys the Rasa dance with the Srimati Radharani, Shri Lalita and others. He manifests himself as the Cupid of the Cupids. आशाम अवृच्च अविराभूच चोरी साम्याम न मुखा मुखाम्भोज पिताम्बर धर श्रृंगी साक्षात मनमत्त मनमत्त. वी वेरिंग येलो गार्मेंट्स एंड डेकोरेटेड विद फ्लावर गार्लैंड्स लॉर्ड कृष्ण अपीयर्ड अमंग द गोपीज विद हिज स्माइलिंग लोटस फेस look directly like the charmer of the heart of Cupid. Purport, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.32.2. Sva madhurye lokira mana kare akarshana dui pase radha lalita kare na sevana. With Radha and Lalita serving him on his two sides, he attracts the hearts of all by his own sweetness. नित्यानंद दया मोरे तंद्रे देखिला श्री राधा मदन मोहन प्रभु करी दिला. The mercy of Lord Nityananda showed me Shri Madan Mohana and gave me Shri Madan Mohana as my Lord and Master. मो अधमे दिला श्री गोविंद दर्शन कही बार कथा नाहे अकथ्य कथना. He granted to one as low as me the sight of Lord Govinda. Words cannot describe this, nor is it fit to be disclosed.
Vrindavane yugapath kalpatarusname ratna mandapa tahe ratna simhasane Shri Govinda vashiyachane vrindra nandana madhurya prakashi karena jagata mohana. On the altar made of gems and the principal temple of Vrindavana, almost amidst a forest of desire trees, Lord Govinda, the son of King of Raja, sits upon the throne of gems and manifests his full glory and sweetness, thus enchanting the entire world. Vamsapa Parasveshri Radhika Sakhi Gana Sange Prasadhika Lila Prabhu Kare Katarange. By his left side is Srimati Radharani and her personal friends. With them, Lord Govinda enjoys the Rasa Lila and many other pastimes. Yandra Dhyana Nijaloke Kare Padmasana Asta Dashakshara Mantare Kare Upasana. Lord Brahma, sitting on his lotus seat, on his own abode, always meditates on him and worships him with the mantra consisting of 18 syllables. In his own planet, Lord Brahma, with the inhabitants of that planet, worships the form of Lord Govinda, Krishna, by the mantra of 18 syllables. Prem Krishna ya Govinda ya Gopijana Vallabhaya Swaha. Those who are initiated by a bona fide spiritual master who chants the Gayatri mantra three times a day. Know this Ashtadashakarshara, 18 syllables mantra. The inhabitants of Brahmaloka and the planets below Brahmaloka worship the Lord Govinda by meditating with this mantra. There is no difference between meditating and chanting, but in the present age, the meditation is not possible on this planet. Therefore, loud chanting of the mantra like the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, with a soft chanting with Ashta Dashkara, the mantra of 18 syllables, is recommended. Lord Brahma lives in the highest planetary system known as Brahmaloka or Satyaloka. In every planet, there is a predominating deity. As a predominating deity,
In Satyaloka is Lord Brahma. So in the heavenly planets, Indra is a predominating deity. And the sun, and on the sun god Vivashvan is a predominating deity. The inhabitants and the predominating deities of every planet are all recommended to worship Govinda, either by meditation or by chanting.
Okay, that will end here for today. Too much ecstasy today. All right, we'll take some questions. Let me stop the sharing. And we'll unmute everybody. This section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita is just too ecstatic for me. So, who has some questions about what we just read? Okay, Madhava.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. So, question today was, as you said, very blissful. Actually, time just ran, couldn't recognize how fast it went away. But anyway, my question is from yesterday's conversation and the reading, verse number 132, where it was describing that after all these expansion or incarnation, they do their part and then ultimately they merge into Krishna. So my question was that in Vaikuntha, or where Ajodhya is there, where Lord Ram and Hanuman and other his devotees are there, so then it means Ram is not there. Ram, when merged, then how that exists?
Now, there. Okay, let me explain. That's in the material world. Oh, all these in the material world, in the spiritual world, merging into Krishna means that Krishna stops manifesting himself as those particular individuals. But that's in the material world. Because these pastimes of Lord Ram, they occur also once in a day of Lord Brahma, just like the pastimes of Krishna appear once in a day of Lord Brahma. So the word merging doesn't mean, you know, like two people become one. It means that they are no longer manifest. They're unmanifest at that particular time. And basically, all of these incarnations are within Krishna. So it's not that they're literally there's merging, but they're within Krishna and they continue to be within Krishna. And sometimes Krishna expands himself to manifest those particular individuals. However, in the spiritual world, those individuals are eternally manifest. But in the material world, in our universe, Lord Rama is only manifest at a specific time, at a specific time. And other than that, he's not appearing. So
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's not that there's no more Lord Rama. That would be funny. No more Lord Rama. No more Lord Rama. That would be horrible. No more Lord Kapila Dev. No. And also they're appearing, that's also within this universe, and somewhere within many different universes, Lord Ram is doing things too. He's appearing in different universes. As we're talking right now, in some universe, Lord Ram is actually being born. In some other universe, Lord Ram is killing Ravana. In some other universe, Lord Ram is getting married to Sita Devi. And in some universe, Lord Ram is sending Sita Devi away, unfortunately. And in some universe, anyway, these are eternal pastimes. So it's not that there's no Lord Ram. Lord Ram is somewhere in some universe and not always appearing in this universe. Although, there's another point about the Lord's Aprakrita Leela, which is actually a little esoteric, that if you go to a yoga today, Lord Ram is there, but he's not perceivable by you. Like if you go to Vrindavan, then Krishna is there, but he's not perceivable to you. But he's there. I mean, for example, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan sometimes would get brief glimpses of Radha and Krishna. Like that story of when Raghunath Das Goswami was being protected by Radharani from the sun, or protected by Krishna from the tigers, and there was like a brief glimpse. So sometimes there's like brief glimpses. And or like you have the story of Bilvamangal Thakur, where Krishna appeared to Bilvamangal Thakur and he was bringing him something to eat every day. And Bilvamangal Thakur tried to grab his hand. So Krishna also, you know, appears and disappears too. I mean, it is inconceivable. Like Lord Nityananda appeared to Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami in a blackish form, which is not his normal form, which is really interesting. So, what can I say? And even Prabhupada was speaking to the to Rupa Goswami and the other Goswamis when Prabhupada was living at the Radha Damodara temple. So the six Goswamis are also present in Vrindavan today. And if you go there, you can, if you're Krishna conscious, sorry about that, you can feel their presence. You can feel Krishna's presence. If you go to Radha Kund, you can feel Radharani and Krishna's presence. You won't see them. Once upon a time, this is a story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of Lord Chaitanya's associates, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, thought, along with a lot of other people in Vrindavan, that Krishna was dancing on the Kaliya serpents' heads every night. And many people were talking about this. Talk about fake news. That's interesting. There's even fake news during Krishna's time. So many people were talking about this. Krishna's dancing every night in the Jamuna River and the Kaliya Lake. And so everybody was talking about it. Wow, wow, I want to go to see him. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant, said to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want permission to go see Krishna tonight. And Lord Chaitanya, what did he do? He slapped him. Not hard. He wasn't abusive, obviously. He slapped him and he said, do you think that Krishna is going to appear in this Kali Yuga like that? And then what happened is that later on, Lord Chaitanya said to some other people who are quite intelligent, he said, have you seen Krishna? And they said, yes, because you're Krishna. Basically, I'm paraphrasing the whole discussion. Because you are Krishna. And people who are thinking they are seeing Krishna dancing on the heads of the Kaliya serpents in the Yamuna River are actually seeing a fisherman who's holding his lamp out to attract the fish in the middle of the night. So we should not think like that. Like sometimes we find these foolish devotees talking about how Krishna dances at Sevakunj every night and that's why all the monkeys go away from Sevakunja, because Radha and Krishna are dancing there every night. They are dancing, but it's not manifest. It's not you stayed in Sevakunja in the night, you would actually see Radha and Krishna dancing. No, I don't. Unless you're a pure devotee, I mean, that's another thing. But really, Krishna's always there. Lord Rama is always there. But he's manifest or unmanifest. Aprakata lila. The unmanifest Leela, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, we have time for one question because I have to end. I have an appointment with my logo designer in about 3 minutes.
If no one else has, I have.
Well, let someone else get you have some. Yeah, all right.
Krishna Gurudev, I have a question.
God. Yeah.
Please accept my obeisances. Okay. I was wondering if besides the pastimes, and if anything, what is the difference between Lord Nityananda and Balaram?
There is no difference. Okay. Except for the pastimes that they execute. And, okay. And of course, the way they look, you know, they look a little bit different. And Lord Nityananda is a very unusual personality, and he's more merciful than Balaram. He does get angry a little bit, but he's almost, I'm not saying he's like Lord Shiva, who's Ashutosh, who's easily pleased and easily angered, but he's like that. I'm not saying he's like that, but he's like that. Anyway, so he's easily pleased and easily angered. But it's easy to please Lord Nityananda. He's so merciful. You just have to bring people to Krishna consciousness and he gives you special mercy. He's the original spiritual master. Balaram, of course, Nityananda, basically there's no difference. Just different moods. Different moods. But he's not an expansion of Lord Balaram. He is Lord Balaram. Just like Lord Chaitanya is not an expansion of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but in a specific mood, a different mood. So, Lord Balaram. And when you go to Mayapur, you'll get a chance, and Jagannath Puri, are you going?
Yeah. Never again. By your mercy.
It'll change your whole life. Everybody who goes to Vrindavan or Mayapur or Jagannath Puri, their whole life is changed. They're never the same again. They become madmen in Krishna consciousness, or mad ladies in Krishna consciousness. So, anyway, so we're going to end now because we have an appointment with my logo designer. Right now, I have to get on the internet and talk to her. And we're designing a logo, and she's getting together my whole internet strategy, which is really nice. With a logo, where do you see my logo? It's really cool. And she's very expert. She's doing it for nothing because she's the mother of a devotee. So nowadays, you get a devotee, you get the mother and friends and aunts and uncles and everybody too in the package. Okay, I hope so. Okay, so we'll see everybody tomorrow night, same time, same station. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Hari Bol.